Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
We're a nation of dreamers, and Cinco de Mayo represents we're a nation of freedom. That's America, the America we share, the America we're fighting for together.
Young black kids growing up in the Bronx who don't even know what the word a computer is. They don't know. They don't know these things. And I want the world open up to all of them.
The private sector could not be more different today than it was in the Great Depression. Their balance sheets are fine, they're healthy, and have you ever seen more innovative ideas that the private sector could take advantage of now? You've got blockchain, you got AI, you've got the whole thing. All government needed to do was get out of their way and let them innovate.
Are you ready?
Yes, the sound from the last 24 hours. Your president, the one you voted for, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., a world-class dope in, not the president, but Kathy Hochul, thinking that black people in the Bronx don't know about computers. And then, of course, Stanley Druckenmiller. Stanley Druckenmiller, who is, like, way smarter than anybody at the Fed. It's good to be with you today, 704-570-1110. I know, you're hungry for some salacious material coming out of the Stormy Daniels testimony. Frankly, I'm disgusted with this entire affair all the way around. We will comment on it in the appropriate measure, but let me start with something that's not on the radar for pretty much anybody, but it should mean a lot to you, and this is a very important story. This is a story that runs over at the Federalist, and it is the Dateline today. The state Medicaid office spokesman says the department is mandated to provide voter registration under the Federal Voter Registration Act. South Carolina agency says the feds force them to give voter registration to foreign nationals. A South Carolina law enforcement investigation. Allegations a state agency is handing out voter registration forms to foreign nationals, an agency official tells the Federalist, and the federal law has tied the state's hand. They are forcing the state of South Carolina to hand out the paperwork to go and register as voters despite their illegal status or their temporary status or whatever it is. Jeff Loritz, a spokesman for the state's Department of Health and Human Services, says the department, as the state's Medicaid agency, is mandated to provide voter registration information under Section 7, that's 7, of the National Voter Registration Act of 1993, which was midwifed by Hillary and birthed by Bill Clinton, if you can imagine what that looked like. The information apparently goes out to everyone applying for benefits, including foreign nationals. South Carolina, I am disgusted. It's a state in which I reside, and I am truly disgusted with this turn of events. Section 7 requires each state to designate voter registration agencies, including all state offices providing public assistance, unemployment compensation, or disability services, state or local government offices, federal and non-governmental offices, and armed forces recruitment offices. SCDHHS does not believe the state Medicaid agency should have a role in voter registration. Then you know what? Why don't you take all the paperwork and just send it over to the Immigration and Naturalization Service address and let them deal with the paperwork? Why is South Carolina's Department of Health and Human Services giving a chance to people to commit gross fraud in the state of South Carolina? Why is this the case? Why is this the case? Anybody have an idea about this? Does anybody have an idea? I mean, this is completely 100% out of order. 100% out of order. Why are we doing this? Why is this happening? I mean, I understand why it's happening. Give me cut number 10, if you would. This is Emerald Robinson, who has a podcast type of thing. And she was talking to Adam Morgan about this this very bad reality. Cut number 10, please.
Illegal immigrants applying for Medicaid benefits in South Carolina are being given voting registration forms along with their Medicaid enrollment forms. That's according to South Carolina Representative Adam Morgan, who is also the chairman of the South Carolina Freedom Caucus, as well as a candidate for U.S. Congress. The form has multiple options for the immigrant to take in order to ensure their supposed right to vote is protected. And joining us now is the man who broke this story, none other than Representative Adam Morgan from South Carolina himself. Adam, it's good to see you. I saw this and I immediately wanted to talk to you about it. I know initially we had thought this was coming from a federal entity, but then you found out this was being given out by the Medicaid office. That's still extremely concerning. Did you talk to that agency to see what they had to say?
Yeah, so we've reached out to pretty much all the parties involved, and I was shocked to hear that anyone was knowingly handing out voter registration forms to non-citizens. Like, they knew this was a non-citizen. It was a refugee who went in the office, and they gave him a packet. It had the registration form in it. The refugee was actually confused. They were like, "Am I supposed to fill this out?" They gave me this form. And so they asked a relative, and the relative's a citizen. They said, "No, you can't fill that out. You're not a citizen."
And so thus we now know that the federal government is encouraging people to register to vote illegally. Why doesn't Governor Henry McMaster just put an order out to the SCDHHS and say, listen, take those forms from the federal government, take those forms and shred them immediately and leave the pile of shredded paperwork right there in the office. And you can say we're just plumb out of these documents, because why would you give people the opportunity to vote in an illicit fashion? Why would you do that? Because this is the Democrats' playbook. They know they cannot win. They know for sure they cannot win in South Carolina. No doubt about that. And yet they want to commit voter fraud. Voter fraud. Thank God the refugee had the presence of mind to say, hey, I don't think I'm supposed to fill this thing out because I'm not an American citizen and I'm not supposed to vote. Henry McMaster needs to make this a hill to die on. I'm just telling you this right now. The governor needs to make this the hill to die on. And I'm just telling you, this is absolutely disgusting. McMaster, a Republican, quickly responded saying he has asked SLED to immediately contact Morgan to provide SLED with any and all the evidence of documents, information that you possess in order to evaluate the authenticity of the allegation of illegalities. I mean, this has got to be handled. This has got to be handled, or not another dollar to the people coming in for this stuff. This is absolutely disgraceful. Also something to note, more than 200,000 people on North Carolina voter rolls are missing ID numbers. How'd that happen, North Carolina? Inquiring minds want to know.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.